Hey friends, let me jump in here real quick to remind you of our sponsor, 25 Transportation and Solutions. That's 25 Transportation and Solutions. They give you quality transportation, delivery services that you can depend on, getting your freight to and from its destination safe and secure. Contact them at info@25.org. That's info@TWENTY5.org, or you can call them at 240-479-6376. See you out on the road. Now, let's get back to our episode of the Truth and Coffee Time podcast. Back to let you know that I really can't let you go. I'm too close to you. Don't want no one else but you, so stay by my side, like I stay on your mind.
What time is it, Mink?
It's Truth and Coffee Time.
Hey friends, welcome to the Truth and Coffee Time podcast with Diverse Love. I am Denise.
And I'm Brian.
Get your coffee or whatever your cup of joy is and settle in for some bold conversations, some random topics, a few cuss words, and a whole lot of us. Brian,
let's go.
Jump right in, like, sidekick mode. Oh,
that's what sidekicks do.
Superhero champion is what the Grand Joy just called you.
Hold on a second. See, that's my other job. Sidekicking it over here. I'm superhero champion over with the grandbabies. That's what they call me.
I mean to say you the superhero, stupid hero, the stupid hero champion.
Yeah.
You might necessarily be. Y'all, guess what? Mr. B done caught up with the football points. Remember a couple episodes ago, I told you guys that we bet on every single game. Even though we have one team, the Commanders are our team, but we bet on every single game, on Thursday night game, on all of Sunday night's game, Monday night games, and the Black Friday games, and any of the little special games in between. And I was like 5-6 games ahead of Mr. B, and now we are tied, I believe, aren't we?
Yes.
Why? Why, yes, we are.
No, I'm actually up by 2.
No, you're not. We just talked. We just talked about this a couple of days ago, and we were 96-96.
Okay.
Don't play, Mr. B. Stop playing. Stop playing.
96-96. I can go look.
Y'all
at the
keep
book.
The count. Y'all keep the count. Keep the count because Mr. B. Now he's trying to. Just nope. Because he done caught up. Nope. We'll see. We'll see where you land, though. We'll see where you land. How's everybody doing out there? We're not trying to argue, but you know, sometimes it happens.
What?
Which is our topic? Which is our topic? How do you argue in your relationship? So. I've been following this these groups, a couple of these support groups on Facebook. And so these relationship groups, these couples groups, these marriage groups, and they'll post things about things you should be doing in your relationship, things you shouldn't be doing in your relationship. And one of them came up about how do you argue correctly? Like, what's the best way to argue in a relationship? Well, you would hope that you didn't argue a lot or you wouldn't argue a lot, but that's just not reality. When two people with two different set of thought processes, they was raised different backgrounds, some different religion. In the case of me and Mr. B, you know, interracial, different color, different cultures, you know, there's bound to be some type of arguments there. And one of the things they were saying, Mr. B, is that you should express to your partner that you're hurt rather than express just your anger. You know, I'm not really sure how to do that when you're arguing because when you're arguing, you're angry, especially if it's already gotten that far. And it was saying that we typically we don't express our anger first. We express our hurt. I mean, we don't express our hurt first, but we express our anger instead of saying, look, I'm hurting. You hurt my feelings.
Whose perspective is that, though? What's the article? That a man's
this
article?
This is a male's perspective. A man wrote this. Well, and this is his perspective.
How old is he? I bet you ain't my age.
No, he's not.
Because we don't. We don't come to the relationship talking about I'm hurt.
Well, he looks to be in his 30s.
Yeah, that's that group. This group right here, we ain't allowed to be hurt. We have to show up and be a man 24/7.
But
365 days out of the year. Sometimes we're doing 366.
You just create a day.
Yeah, leap year. So you can't be like, I don't know. That's today's group.
And meaning in what way?
I don't need to be on this podcast.
Wait. Look, I cannot with you. See, that superhero title done went to your damn head.
No.
Yes, it has. You stepping out of Sidekick Lane. Right.
So if you're coming at me and I'll be like, I'm hurt. Oh my gosh. You're gonna look at me and be like, psst.
I probably would. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I probably would, but you got to look at it from the perspective, okay, a male wrote this article. He looked to be in his 30s. We were in our 30s at one time married, and we have argued.
I never said, oh my God, in my arguments, I like.
You hurt my feelings, or you hurt me when you did XYZ, instead of not sharing the feelings. You know, how you hurt the feelings, you went straight into the anger part.
No. I go into get right here. Stand beside me. We're going to go together. Just be mad.
But that's you. In a lot of relationships.
Hush it down.
Nope.
Stand right here. We're walking forward.
Mm-mm. In a lot of relationships, Bryant, Mr. B, a lot of relationships, the anger comes first and it continues to come and it spews and it spews and it spews to the point where they almost forgot what they were hurt over because now all they do is argue because anger has set in. So how do you diffuse that?
All right. So you take a step back,
mm-hmm.
and you process,
mm-hmm.
and then you tell your side of the story. I mean, it doesn't matter how. Like, I'm gonna tell you,
right?
How I feel about it.
So the same article, he has that as one of the things you should do is take a time out. Like, first, step back.
First, you're going to be acting like
so first
wounded.
You got it. First
you act wounded. Oh, look, I'm hurt. I'm hurt. You can't jab at me no more. I got a Scorpio wife.
Yes, you do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I jab.
She jabbing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
What I'm going to do? Oh, I'm hurt. You going to what? Jab me some more?
Yeah, especially if I'm angry.
I'm going to lay and be hurt for then. I'm going to bob and weave.
But this isn't specifically for us. It's just relationships in general, and you're saying relationship in general,
the men I hang with ain't gonna act like they hurt.
But at the point where you're angry, hurt goes out the window, is what you're saying.
Be like, come on, girl, come on now.
Yeah,
we got time for all that.
Okay, all right. The next part of the article this says is not so much what you say, but it's how you say it.
I agree.
So after I agree that
your delivery has to be on point. You can't just, that's what I'm saying, take a step back.
But when you are angry, Mr. B, when you are angry, you don't care how you deliver what you got to say.
No.
I know I don't. I cut deep.
Yeah, but when you in charge,
mm-hmm.
like you are, or I am, in a relationship or in a family,
mm-hmm.
You can't just be running out there screaming and hollering and cutting everybody.
But that's where expressing your hurt comes in. Because if you express your hurt and dial down the anger, then you won't be so apt to cut a person with your words. Because this is a fact. When we used to really argue or go at it, we ain't never been big time arguments, but when we did, I would cut with my words.
Yeah.
And that would make the argument worse.
And I ain't say I'm hurt. I just.
He cannot get past that.
The room. I'd be like, all right, let me leave the room for a second.
You cannot get past that one point.
I'm going to go vacuum.
Yeah, you did. You cleaned the whole damn house. But you cannot get past that point where it's saying express your hurt.
If I'm cleaning the house, anger. You come in, you're like, what'd I do?
Right. You can't get past it, can you?
No, I'm not. That's not. Well, you know what? I don't know. Maybe he going to get to further years than what we got currently.
Well, we going on 34.
Right. So I must have, and I ain't been hurt yet. So if I was, I ain't going to tell you. I just eat it. I'm the man.
Okay. The other part of this, he says, bite your tongue and control what you say.
You do have to do that.
How do you do that when you're angry?
As a woman, I don't know. But as a man.
Oh, this thing is crazy.
I don't know how y'all do it, but.
Bite your tongue and control what you say is like the key. He says, share your thoughts through the lens of the person that you're angry with, because you got to put yourself in their shoes.
I got to go back to that other part.
Oh,
listen,
my Lord.
Women, from my look,
mm-hmm.
at a woman and having your
perspective.
From my perspective, mm-hmm. as a male perspective, now mm-hmm. there's having daughters in relationships, mm-hmm. having friends, girls who are friends that mm-hmm. are in relationships, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. having a wife.
Who's in a relationship?
Yeah, that's funny. They don't want you to show up like a punk. Mm-hmm. They want you to take responsibility. Mm-hmm. They want you to be able to explain it. Okay. See, women like an explanation.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't want you to be, oh, I was so hurt. This is why I did this. Because they're going to be like, what? Oh, that hurt? Nah, that ain't hurt. This is gonna hurt. Yeah, right? See? Like, that's just the women that I know.
Did you know a lot of Scorpios?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Yeah.
So, I think that just being clear, transparent,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, but communicating, but not using the victim role. Because I feel like if you're hurt, you're the victim.
Well, you might be the victim, though. You may very well be the victim.
Sometimes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But in a relationship as a man, if you're the victim, or you're going to have to figure this thing out.
So you just
because you're the head of the household in most times.
In most marriages. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you figure it out. You can talk. Mm-hmm. You can go back and forth
mm-hmm.
with your lady or your
significant
partner.
Other, your partner, yeah. mm-hmm. whoever that head yeah. of household may be.
Whoever the head of household, and if you're sharing it,
mm-hmm.
because in most relationships, one is the financial
mm-hmm.
Person,
mm-hmm.
and the one financial. Is the more the family mm-hmm. person.
Keep the family together.
Yeah, keeping the family together. Why you keeping the finance together? You know what I'm saying? It usually it's vice versa. It ain't one person doing it. So I mean, you gotta control the environment.
And you can't control the environment if you're always playing the victim.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who gonna be with somebody that always says, "Oh, I'm hurt. I'm hurt. You thought about that or thought that way or." That's just my two cents. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just saying that's my two cents. I'm not going to be there. I can see where when men say things that they might hurt their woman's feelings mm-hmm. or something like that, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. But you, I'm gonna eat it. I'm gonna just.
He cannot get past it, y'all. He can't get past this first part of this article.
I'm going to eat it.
That soldier mentality, though. Okay, we're both military.
Right.
We're both military. We're both veterans. We're both athletes. So we already have a thicker skin than most. Even as a couple, we have a thicker skin than most, because from a civilian's perspective, who has probably never been into a wartime situation, never been in a mission critical situation, never been in a military style situation, or possibly never been in an athletic team environment, being hurt is probably something that happens to them all the time, because their skin may just not be as thick. When you're thinking about, when you're applying that to a relationship like yours, like you and I, both military, both been in mission critical situations, both athletes, both been coaching of some sort, managing. You know, both managers of some sort, our skin is thicker. So we don't look at hurt as being hurt. We look at hurt as being few, like, okay, all right, what the hell just happened here? And how do we diffuse this and come to a resolve? You know what I mean? So I think in the relationship perspective of arguing, there is never no correct way of arguing. Because I think there's no cookie cutter. So
let's use a different word. Let's don't use hurt. Let's use this is how I felt.
When you did what you did. Right. This is how I felt at that moment. Okay. And you may not have been hurt, but you may have felt some kind of way.
Slighted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shaded, or, you know, I felt betrayed, or mm-hmm. I felt, yeah. So hurt may not be the right context.
I was angry because that's how the women do, right? Mm-hmm. I was angry when mm-hmm. you did that.
I was mad as hell. You shouldn't have did. You know me. I be coming right in. Be going in with both barrels.
But you don't... You're stealth. Yeah. You don't even say you're angry. Mm-hmm. You say, when you were doing this, what were you thinking? Mm-hmm. I was like, what? When I was doing what?
Where you saw me at?
I know how I should have handled it.
Yeah, where you saw me at?
I was hurt.
Yeah, you gonna be hurt. That's what you gonna
do
be.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
All right, now you
understand. I got it. But yeah, it's really crazy because the older I have gotten, I mean, there was a time when I yelled or got upset, but the older I've gotten and the more wisdom I've gotten, the more angrier or upset I get, the more quieter mm-hmm. and thought-provoking I will get. You know, I remember one time being in a meeting.
Say that. Thought what? Provoking?
Thought-provoking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. But I remember being in a meeting one time.
This is good therapy for her.
Whatever. And a colleague was in there, and that meeting was going sideways, and I was getting heated. And I just, my voice just kept getting quieter and quieter and more, you know, matter of fact. And I remember walking out, and my colleague looked at me and she says, "Ooh, you are angry." And I looked at her and I was like, no. She said, mm-hmm, yes, you are. You're too quiet. You way too quiet.
Yeah.
Because now I'm thinking my wheels are turning, you mm-hmm. know. And most times when, especially a woman, when they ask their mate or their partner something, they already know the answer. They already know the answer. So if you're hurt by something and you're angry, most times hurt is not the right way to describe what is going on in that situation.
Sometimes when you're hurt, you can't be repaired. Sometimes,
right? There's no healing.
Mm-hmm. There can be healing.
What you're saying is there can be healing, but no repair.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like if you did it with diseases or something, you mm-hmm. like, I got cancer mm-hmm. and it's terminal. Mm-hmm. If you're in a relationship where it's diseased, then
That relationship is terminal. Yeah.
Right. It's mm-hmm. terminal. I mean, you're hurt mm-hmm. because you can't get along with him or
you
her
wanted it to work.
Wanted it to work, but it's not going to work mm-hmm. because you're on two different vibes. You're mm-hmm. on two different levels. You're on
and
he's
one
doing
person,
his own thing or you're doing your own thing. I mean,
one person can't want it more, though. The other person got to want it too.
I have seen relationships where they grew apart and still loved each other and one let another one go because they didn't want to go that route.
Right.
I don't want to live there. I don't want to do that. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I just love him or her from afar. And that's
and that. Be hurt.
Well, yes, at first, but that over there is not what I want to do. So, yeah. And they're friends. Then turned around and got back together and got married later.
Wow. I've seen that happen like 3 times.
Yeah.
In our people we know, I've seen them just not be able to make it work. And 10 years later, they come back together and get married and now have beautiful relationships because their mindset is different. Sometimes you have to grow up. We grew up together.
Shoot, we because, knew, we knew my couple, God. We knew a couple who... They went apart over some issues, right? And then she was bringing her boyfriend to the soccer games.
I remember that.
And I was like, "Who's that?" And he's like, "That's her boyfriend. I'm talking to her husband."
They were
separated.
Yeah, but they were so I don't know the word I'm looking for. I don't know if it's amicable or considerate of each other. They were so considerate of each other. They were so passionate about being friends, about being true co-parenters. You know, that they allowed the significant other to bring their boyfriend or girlfriend to ensure that that family still stayed intact.
Yeah.
It was weird to us, but
it was weird to me.
But it was beautiful.
Because I don't know if I could. I don't think I'm that mature. I couldn't handle that right then.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Especially that fresh, maybe.
I'd be like, psh, please, get that joke up out here.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm. I don't think I'm that secure. I'm not insecure, but I don't think I'm that mature as well. Like, it wouldn't be a threat to me, but I don't want that in my face.
Right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Especially if you care for the person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can tell that they still care for each other. It was like she would have her boyfriend there, but the love that her and her ex-husband showed to each other and the respect that they show to each other out, you'd be looking like they just need to go ahead and get back together because they clearly still have feelings for each other. And I'm so happy that they worked through whatever it was and they remarried and now, man, they are off to the races. They are doing wonderfully. So, but yeah, so I think it's different mindsets. And I think that also goes into arguing. When you argue, there's different levels to arguing because arguing in your 20s looks completely different than arguing in your 50s. You know what I'm saying? Arguing in your 30s look completely different in a relationship than arguing in your 60s. Arguing when you've been married 2 years versus arguing when you've been married 20, 30 years, it looks totally different. It looks totally different because most times, like even with me and you, most of the time, well, we don't really argue. Now, we might snap at each other or debate for like 2.5 seconds. But then it's like, whatever, you know, I don't want to do that. Bye. It's like, we're like matter of fact.
Also, you can see when you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you, and when you're younger, you might not see when you're wrong because when you're snapping. Or
you don't want to see it either.
Or no, when you're snapping, you're snapping because of territory maybe or, you know, in the relationship or you're snapping because you had a bad day or whatever. But now you have a bad day, you're like, phew.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then it's.
Because I remember
then it's,
earlier.
Then it's like, yeah, I'm sorry. I've been a little snappy.
I say that more than anything. Because I'm that person.
Yeah.
I'm that person. But I can remember when you were first really deep into the military and you had a lot of really in-depth things that was happening with you that was highly confidential, but they was very stressful when you was in the military and you would come home and you would be either snapping or you would be like shut off and I remember having to pull you to the side and say, look, you got to cut that off at the door because we're not your soldiers. You know, we're your family. This is a safe space. There's no judging in here. There's no, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to be on guard when you're here. But for a minute there, man, you was bringing all of that home. And that was tough. And I can honestly say a couple times I was hurt. You hurt my feelings.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But I was too angry.
There you go.
Know I was hurt. So instead of me saying to you, you hurt my feelings, you need to leave that crap at work, I was like, look, don't bring that here. Don't bring that. You know what I'm saying? So the anger came out. But, so I get it. There's different levels of arguing.
Those things that happened back then, we tabled them.
Yes, we did. Absolutely. We come back to them later.
There was some transparency
mm-hmm.
that needed mm-hmm. to be said.
Mm-hmm.
You needed to know where I was in my career and mm-hmm. what I was doing, and I needed to know how
if I could continue to handle it too.
In your career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And did everything mesh?
Yeah. So, how do you argue in a relationship? I think that there are respectful ways to argue, but the thing about arguing is there is a thin line. Because arguing is volatile, no matter how you look at it. It can go from level 1 to 100 in a matter of 60 seconds.
How do you argue with somebody where you see there's a problem, but they don't?
I don't think you can, because it takes two people to argue.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I don't think you can. When you are battling against someone who does not feel like they have a problem or they are the problem, They will turn that argument around. They will become the victim in their mind, and they will make you think that you are the person who are wrong.
Right.
Because they don't take on any blame. They don't take on any accountability, and they can't get that needle out of their eye in order to see the situation that's happened before them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you do the same thing to them that they have been doing to you, that is their out to now become the true victim.
Mm-hmm.
Because they definitely don't see they're wrong. That's a narcissistic person too, by the way.
Right. Now,
there's no cure for that, you know.
I got one more question.
There's no cure for that. You
know? I know.
That's a terminal disease.
Yeah. See, no, but that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. That's a cancerous.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
Type of relationship.
It really is.
That it's not gonna work.
Mm-hmm.
So why do women?
Oh my God.
No, you're a woman, right? You're gonna answer this question. Why do women or why do some partners
mm-hmm.
in a relationship
mm-hmm.
when they're arguing and the other person or the guy in mm-hmm. the relationship
or the partner
says, "You're right, baby," and then you continue to argue after we said, okay, you're right.
Because I feel like you're being sarcastic. I'm going to speak from my point of view. I don't know why nobody... I feel like you're being sarcastic. You just want me to shut up.
I don't feel like
you got my point.
No, but
and I'm trying to make my point.
Okay.
No.
You're right.
No. Because I know you. And I know that you're just trying to get me to shut up. I don't know why it happens in other relationships.
But you're right.
See? That right there. You know what? We're going to end this right here. How do you argue in your relationship, especially when you got a Mr. B, you know, and a Scorpio? A Scorpio and an Aries man, we can argue with the best of them. We've never been yellers, though. We've mm-hmm. never been people to yell at each other.
Nah, she just make my food extra hot, and I don't know what.
Spicy.
I be like, what I do, baby?
Get your shit together. Thank you, Mr. B. Thank you, everyone. I hope y'all got a little bit out of this, even though Mr. B is stuck on his stand. Ain't no hurt. Ain't nobody being hurt. We being a whole lot of things, but ain't nobody being hurt.
Right.
Try life toast now. Thank you, guys. Thank you for checking out the Truth and Coffee Time podcast. This episode was How Do You Argue in Your Relationship? We love to hear from you guys. How do you argue in your relationship? How do you argue when you know that you're right and you continuously try to get your point across and you are met with so many obstacles? How do you get that point across? How do you argue? Thank you guys so much for listening to us. Thank y'all for checking us out. Thank you all for sharing our podcast. Thank you for sharing us in your stories and in your feed. Man, I'm just so blessed. I see those. I saw one today, a couple today, and it was just amazing. I see people sharing our podcast and their stories, and I have never met them, and it just amazes me that there are so many people in so many walks of life and so many parts of the country that listen to the Truth and Coffee Time podcast with me and my sidekick, Mr. B. We love y'all for real, and we are so grateful that you allow us to come into your home or wherever you listen to this wonderful podcast as we share our truth over coffee. You're not hurt, right?
No, I'm a superhero champion.
You side kicking it. Thank you, friends, for hanging with us. We got you. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. And also, please follow us on IG, Facebook, and Twitter. Our social platform is at Diverse Love. That's DiverseLuv.
And don't forget, you can listen to our podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple, Google, or wherever you get your podcast fix.
Thank you, friends. We love y'all for real.
Okay, me. Take us out.
It's Truth and Coffee Time.
Help me not think about all my lows. Think of who you are sometimes. Girl, you always on my mind. Looking like it's Truth and Coffee Time. Tell me what you really want to know. Girl, it ain't.